35 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Vigils in Texas and Ohio. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The events of this weekend have shown the worst and best part of people. In your memory, Javier, our committee has shown great resilience despite the hurt.
That was at a vigil for the youngest murder victim in the El Paso Walmart shooting, just 15 years old, 22 killed in all.
As authorities investigate this as a possible hate crime, they're trying to determine a motive. City officials believe the gunman targeted El Paso because it is a border town that prides itself on its bicultural population.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in El Paso says the suspect, jailed without bail, might have picked the Walmart because he was hungry. In Dayton, Ohio, police haven't yet determined why the gunman who murdered nine until officers killed him opened fire early Sunday. His social media posts are being scrutinized. He reportedly did not like President Trump, supported Antifa, and was anti-Second Amendment. Now, the president is getting ready to visit both places. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump will visit El Paso and Dayton tomorrow to comfort families of victims and mourn with those whose loved ones were murdered in the mass shootings. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, defending the president's reaction to the mass shootings.
It has been his desire and his intention since he learned of these tragedies over the weekend to get on the ground and visit the people there, to thank the first responders and the medical professionals.
President Trump tweeting this morning, I am the least racist person. Black, Hispanic, and Asian unemployment is the lowest best in the history of the United States. Dave?
Well, John, Democrats keep blaming the president's rhetoric for inciting violence, calling on the Senate to return from recess to approve a House-passed bill to expand universal background checks to all guns sales. China is denying U.S. claims it's manipulating a currency that keeps falling against the dollar, which makes Chinese exports cheaper, lessening the effects of U.S. tariffs. On Wall Street, after a big sell-off yesterday, those stock futures are rising. This is Fox News.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polident.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Well, there was plenty of a reaction to President Trump's statement about the weekend mass shootings.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated.
Well, if you pick up the New York Times today, the headline you see isn't what it was going to be.
The New York Times print editor announced that the cover of today's paper would read, Trump urges unity versus racism. But this headline led to widespread backlash from some of the president's critics who called it inaccurate. Beto O'Rourke, unbelievable. Kirsten Gillibrand, that's not what happened. Cory Booker responded saying, lives literally depend on you doing better, New York Times, please do. Well, because of all that backlash, the paper changed the headline to assailing hate but not guns. The change also coming after some angry readers said that they would cancel their subscriptions.
That's Fox's Carly Shimkus. The Trump supporter who mailed pipe bombs to his critics will be behind bars a long time.
Cesar Sayoc says he sent a total of 16 pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, a famous actor, and cable network CNN. Lawyers defending him hoped a troubled childhood and signs of mental illness would earn him a minimum sentence of 10 years. They also said Sayoc has an obsession with President Trump, likening attending his rallies to the effects of a drug. The judge gave him 20 years, saying it was Sayoc's intention to terrorize people. Sayoc cried when the sentence was delivered. Prosecutors asked for life, but the judge says he concluded the bombs were not to explode, but to frighten. in New York City. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Two women have filed a federal class action lawsuit against a former gynecologist at UCLA. They claim that he sexually assaulted them, made inappropriate comments. This is the latest lawsuit against Dr. James Heaps. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a two-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is setting up a memorial fund in honor of the late University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Zhang, who was kidnapped and killed 2 years ago. The News Gazette says the Zhang family offered the league gift for the endowment. An online donation platform has been established for those who want to contribute at illinois.edu. The money will help international students in crisis and their families. An official announcement will come during a news conference with the family later in August. Zhang's father is expected to talk more about that fund at the event. The general manager for I3 Broadband, Champaign-Urbana's fiber optic network, said the system will grow in the future. Brian Olson told Alderman on Monday that the network already this year has added 1,200 new homes. More homes are possible later this year. The high-speed internet that I3 offers is known as UC2B, which started in 2010. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Cross in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. And a good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Some damp concrete today. Yep. I see my sidewalks and the sidewalks around here. That was the case. We've got a high 86 today, down to 62, and a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. We've got sunshine in the forecast tomorrow with a high 87, low 67. 87 the high on Thursday and Friday with partly cloudy conditions. Right now the temperature's at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening. Glad you're up, semi-alert, ready to take on this August 6th, Illinois football continuing media day today, but then they got practice. They're doing open practices essentially 10 to noon right there at Lincoln and Florida. And quarterback race is on everybody's mind. And the ones taking the most reps, as expected, Brandon Peters, Isaiah Williams, and Matt Robinson, who's done quite well, Matt Robinson. But this is going to drag out a while because, we got some inexperience there, some pretty good candidates. It'll be fun. So Illinois football on our mind. So we'll continue to track that. Jeremy Warner Show, he'll be on in studio today with Austin, and we'll get the very latest. But, again, we play Akron. Coming up, it'll be 25 days, Illinois football. So there's that. Illinois, again, with a schedule that has two off weekends this year. I didn't really take time. I studied that this morning going, that's interesting, two off weekends. So we'll track it, and we're hoping. We always hope for the best here. We still have our little deal here where we offer sponsors a chance to get advertising. And if the Illini lose on Saturday, the advertising is free. And I've taken a beating in the past on some of these years, but I just always look at my team and say 12-0. That's just the way I look at it. That's just the way I go. Okay, 7:09 in Champaign-Urbana late last night. The Cardinals not competitive again. That's the worst part of the Cardinals, is that they're just not very competitive in this tough stretch with Houston and then the Cubs and then Oakland and now the Dodgers. There's been four games. They haven't even been competitive. And the same last night, 8-0 Dodgers, two hits for the Cardinals the whole night, and they got Kershaw tonight. All right, we go to Fort Worth, Texas. It's Hal Lampert. Hal, former financial chair for Ted Cruz. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you doing?
Well, we're all hurting, I think. How are things in Fort Worth, north, of course, of El Paso? Your thoughts on the president's comments yesterday?
Well, I think he struck the right tone. He's calling for reconciliation. He's calling for people to get together and try to solve this problem. And I think, obviously, talking about the fact that, you know, this is a despicable racist attack is important to have done as well, because obviously there's many people on the Democrat side that seem to be trying to blame him.
Well, I mean, show me a law, and I'm sure Senator Cruz would probably say the same thing. Show me a law that would stop this. I don't know what it is, and I'd love to hear it if there was one outside of banning and restricting weapons in this country. I don't know of one that would do this and stop this because of our Second Amendment and so many guns that are out there that are accessible regardless of law.
Right, and my understanding is that both of these shooters bought the guns legally with background checks. So the call for, you know, additional background checks simply wouldn't have stopped this. They're both of age. I think it's very, very difficult to try to stop this kind of thing with additional laws. There's a lot of laws on the books right now, and there are a lot of laws that were broken by what they did.
Well, and then you have a tremendous amount of the left and a lot of candidates for president saying this is all Donald Trump's fault in the case of El Paso. Have not heard much coverage in the case of Dayton, the fact that that shooter was an Elizabeth Warren supporter. I certainly would not blame Senator Warren for something like this. I think it would eliminate some of these candidates. The way they are talking at this time is simply not appropriate.
It's certainly not. And you look at a front runner like Joe Biden, who's come out heavily on this and attacked President Trump and called him a racist and said he's responsible and has called for additional gun bans. He's calling for a ban on weapons, and I think he's really moving further and further left. Every single one of the candidates has jumped out on this and has gone as far left as they can. And I think politically it helps them now because they're trying to win the Democrat nomination and the base is very left. But when you get into the general and you're trying to win Pennsylvania and you're trying to win Michigan and trying to win Wisconsin, I think it's going to be make things very difficult for them.
What do you think, Cal? Is there a solution for this complex problem?
You know, it's really difficult. I think the biggest problem is, and people talk about, you know, video games and things like that, but I think the real difference is these guns have been around. People should realize these types of guns have been around since the 1960s. We didn't have mass shootings like this all the time in the 60s and 70s. There was certainly racism back then. The weapons were there back then. What's the big difference? The big difference, quite frankly, is a major breakdown in morals and a major breakdown in families. You know, there was a study out that 27 of the worst mass shootings in the United States, 26 of the shooters came from fatherless homes. I mean, that's the real problem. Is a breakdown, and you know, you have, you know, if you don't believe that there's a God and you don't believe people have a soul, then what is the value of human life? And I think when you have disturbed individuals and you have that view of life, you know, evil takes over. And I mean, I know this sounds a little weird to say this stuff, but that's the reality. Is if you look at what's really happening, it's a breakdown in the value of life, and when you have that, you're going to have problems.
Well, and we do have 130 more million people living here than in 1965. I guess you've got more people.
That's right.
Hal Lambert.
We have 320 million people in the country. Yeah. Obviously, are actually probably a little more at this point.
Right. And growing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we should try something. I don't know how we secure Walmart. I don't know how we do that. Retired military, retired police, people like air marshals and aisles. I don't know how you do it because outside of a police state, I don't have an answer. I just it's really.
Well, in Texas, we have concealed carry in Texas. You know, I'm actually surprised that there wasn't someone in the Walmart that had a concealed weapon.
I thought it was a gun-free zone, though. I thought it was a gun-free zone. It wasn't allowed even for concealed, I thought.
Well, I guess maybe Walmart has that rule. I don't know how constitutional that is for them to have that. I guess maybe because they may sell wine there, so perhaps that's the way they can do it, wine or beer.
Yep.
But, you know, it's, again, that's where these criminals tend to target is gun-free zones.
Well,
just
to tell you the psychotic nature of El Paso guy, he went there because he's hungry. Are you kidding me? You're about to go kill all these people and you're hungry? What kind of psychotic? It's just, Hal Lambert, I appreciate your information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Former financial chair for Senator Ted Cruz chiming in from Fort Worth. Yeah, he's hungry. A maniac.
Well, and Hal hit it on the head to me, the corrupt moral fiber of today's America and not getting the parenting that they need.
Well, why wouldn't a 17-year-old juvenile be marked as a guy that can't get a gun because he had a rape list and a kill list in high school? I'm sorry. You can't get one. You're going to have to go a decade or three before you get counseling and you kind of talk through all that. That should be on the record. Oh, he's a juvenile. I don't care. He had a list.
Right.
The school didn't go to school. The girl stayed home. It was a big deal. You're telling me that, see, that stuff like that is ridiculous.
I mean, the stuff that happens in school, I guess it should be.
Well, the kid in Mattoon brought a gun. You think that ought to be on the record?
Right.
He's a juvenile. I don't care. You can treat juveniles like adults in some of these cases.
Oh, gee, it's such a slippery slope.
Hey, listen, that's fine. I get that. But it's one thing to say you're ugly and fat. It's another thing to say you're on my kill list.
Right.
That's a little, just a tad disturbing.
Yeah.
Anyway, 359-2255, looking for solutions here. This will be the only time we carry the Cardinal Redbird recant because there is no highlight. You got two whole hits.
Oh, my goodness.
And I say the goal for the Cardinals, listen, I'm sorry. I've been dogging and down on them. They're just not a great team. They're just not very good. And I'm hoping.
But every once in a while, they win, and then your Cardinal fans say, see, Stevie.
They win against the weaker team.
Okay.
This four-game stretch, this four-series stretch has been kind of what I was wishing it wasn't going to be. It's a 3-6 now, and I'm hoping we get a hit on Clayton Kershaw, and I'm hoping we score a run in this series. The Dodgers, remember when the Cardinals swept them, and it wasn't even close last night. They pounded the Cardinals 8-0.
It's Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals tonight. A 9-10 start. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 with your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at Dodger Stadium, where last night the Dodgers shut out the Cardinals 8-0. Michael Walker was the loser. Tony Gonsolin, in his Dodger debut, got his first Major League win to even his Major League record at 1-1. 8-0 Dodgers out, hitting the Cardinals 12-2.
A three-run home run for Cody Bellinger in the first inning, and the Dodgers did not stop hitting. They've got a very good lineup from top to bottom. They play extremely well at home, and it really wasn't a game. Michael Walker, as you said, not sharp. Gonsolin, first Major League victory.
Ryan Helsley had a good three-inning outing.
Very important for him to do so. He went three innings, put up three zeros, walked a few batters, but he was able to put those zeros up to save others out of the Cardinals' pen.
Now tonight, the Cardinals go with Miles Michaelis, 7-11, against Clayton Kershaw, 10-2. We're on the air with the pregame at 8:15.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you can save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
This headline says Cubs hold off A's for a wild 6-5 win. Javier Baez hit two of Chicago's four homers. Cubs bullpen barely held on without Craig Kimbrell.
They held on, though. They held on. It's pretty bad if you're a Cardinal fan that your best hope is that the Cubs lose. They ain't close because not very hopeful.
And then Milwaukee ended up beating Pittsburgh 9-7.
So now the Cubbies up 2.5 on the Cardinals and 4 on Milwaukee as the Cubbies starting to stretch their legs.
And we have John Lester on the mound versus Brett Anderson as we take on the A's again. That's a 7:05 start from Wrigley on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Detroit. That final was 7-4. They've got a doubleheader today, 12:10 and 6:10. Our Illini football camp from 10 to noon today.
Open
to
the media public. Day, I believe.
It is.
And then tomorrow they're back 10 to noon.
Okay, gotcha.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we
We've got a high of 86 expected down into the mid-60s at night with partly cloudy conditions. There still is a 30% chance of precipitation today, and we need it. As you look into the weekend, high 83 expected Friday and Saturday with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
And your Fox Business Minute. Woo! Hold on. I believe futures are down again. Brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are higher this morning. After yesterday's sell-off, investors were reacting to China's willingness to let its currency, the yuan, slip to the lowest levels in 11 years, a reaction to fresh tariffs proposed by President Trump. That prompted the President and Treasury Department to label China a currency manipulator. Then China stopped new purchases of agricultural products from the U.S. However, the yuan appears to be stabilizing today. Michael Lee, Altium Wealth Market Strategist.
I think it's absolutely overdone. And whenever you have large moves in either direction, the underpinnings of the market now is a lot of computer-based algorithms that push markets in either direction.
USA Today and its parent company, Gannett, have been sold to Gatehouse Media for $1.4 billion. Gatehouse owns the Austin American Statesman in Texas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Today, start a team and raise funds at walkms.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5, Honda BMW standing by to sell you something. If it's pre-owned, that's fine. Dale's got that. Kenny over there in BMW and Craig over on the Honda side. An award-winning dealership, how come? Because they're good at everything. And no pressure. They're just going to say, hey, may we help you? So some dealers, unbelievably, you walk around and nobody, because I've experienced this, nobody will say hi. And you're going, huh. Anyway, they'll come and say hi and say, oh, hey, sure. Let me know if we can help you. And then they'll guide you through the process. Ben Quattrone's your man over there.
That's right. In fact, they've supported DSC's See You at the Parabian event. Lots of nice vehicles on display. Yeah. Got my picture, and Ben sent me a text back with his arm flexed.
Woo.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's
you
got it going
get
on.
In that car.
Yeah, take a look at these, huh? It's Honda BMW. You should start online if you like. DriveChampaign.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. DriveChampaign.com. Okay, there are all kinds of vigils going on in Dayton and in El Paso. Probably disconcerting. One of the most disconcerting things is the blame game immediately after.
Sure.
I would never blame Elizabeth Warren. That's who the Dayton guy followed and liked and said vote blue and liked Elizabeth. Elizabeth Warren's pretty out there in some of her stuff. Maybe she needs to tone it down. It's not appropriate to blame somebody for something like this. And yet you have Democratic candidates like Beto O'Rourke taking the Lord's name in vain on television and blaming Donald Trump for all of this.
Terrible.
Well, he's not a leader. No leader would stand up there and do such things. And so any Democratic candidate for president that is just bold-faced saying the president's fault is just not the person you want for president. You can't start pointing fingers. And then they fundraise. Is that appropriate to fundraise off of death? Immediately out of the gate, raising money, Elizabeth Warren for Senate candidates.
Huh.
Is that appropriate, or is it more appropriate to pray?
Yeah.
I would vote for prayer first to comfort these poor families that went to a Walmart on a Saturday afternoon. So anyway, we're going to take just a respite from this story, because that's all I've been doing. And by the way, my son Christian came up with a thought that I kind of like. What if he had stages? Like you apply for a Ford card and you get a very basic something. And then the more training you have, you get another level Ford card.
It's
like a CDL driver's license. You got to train to drive a semi. And about your third Ford level, you can get an AR-15 or AK-47. In other words, you just don't go out and buy a bunch of guns.
Right.
You have to graduate into the next level. I don't know. It's something to think about.
Right.
But immediately, how do we secure a mall? How do we secure a store? Be aware. Look around. Hope that there's a good guy in the aisle with you. I just unfortunately, there's just not a lot of easy answers here. And people that are jumping up and down wanting gun legislation, please tell me what. I'm all for background checks. I don't know what you need an AR-15 or AK-47 for, but it doesn't stop people with automatic, semi-automatic pistols. you're not going to prevent people because there's hundreds of millions of guns floating out there. So there's just no switch. And to think there is not being real.
I just went to that Chicago shooting website and... Yeah,
how many? What's the total for August? It's yeah,
it spiked on August 4th, it looks like.
Yeah.
Last week's totals, 68 shot and wounded, 6 homicides. Total shot was 74 last
Unbelievable.
Week.
We're talking about total for August, 74 shootings in Chicago, and it's August 6th.
For year to date, it's 1,642 total shot. The homicides at 305.
And it's August.
This is Chicago.
It's August.
Only Chicago.
And I'm telling you, J.B. Pritzker said, I thought, kind of special rhetoric yesterday, blaming Donald Trump for not doing anything. And I'm saying, wait a minute, guy. We got a problem north of 80 there. Maybe we ought to be looking in the mirror and figuring how you stop the mass killings in Chicago that started with a 5-year-old boy on Saturday. It's just... How do we tolerate that? It's because we can't do anything about it. The laws are strict. They just don't obey them. Okay, a break from this. We're going to talk about uplifting things for a minute.
Sounds good.
359-2255, if you'd always like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. The news will be next. We're going to meet television personality Ellen Bryan from Washington, D.C. next. 729 ESPN. 93.5.
Don't miss the epic clearance event at Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. August 9th and 10th at the corner of Neal and Kirby. Trust me, you won't want to miss this sale. The epic clearance event will feature prices up to 80% off with brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and 47 brand. Tees as low as $4. Hats as low as $7. Need a clear stadium bag? Game Day Spirit will have clear stadium bags on sale August 9th and 10th for just $5. Plus Flying Illini bobbleheads half off. It's Game Day Spirit's epic clearance event, August 9th and 10th at the corner of Neal and Kirby, Champion. Don't miss it.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/wingo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WINGO. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
Thoughts and prayers just aren't enough anymore.
A call to action in Connecticut and at other vigils across the country after mass shootings killed 31 people in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, slated for visits tomorrow by President Trump.
Some in El Paso say they do not want the president to come. Viola told me while shopping at the mall next to Walmart,
I blame him a lot for this.
She thinks the language the president's used towards migrants played a role in this shooting.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in El Paso. The president tweeting his critics are pushing a racist narrative and that he is the least racist person. Some buying expected at the open on Wall Street after its biggest drop of the year on China trade fight worries.
A gut punch for farmers here in the United States. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson confirming that China will not buy U.S. agriculture.
Fox's Ed Lawrence. This is Fox News.
Our local news, ESPN 93.5. Our local news brought to you by 217, your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs help finding a theft suspect. Two incidents happened on Friday, July 19th. One in Savoy, where someone stole a trailer from a driveway of a home. About 10 minutes later, the same suspect used the stolen trailer to take a riding lawnmower from a location in Champaign. A Forsyth man who was teaching in Normal is accused of sexual assault and abuse of a child. WCIA says police said the school district contacted them after a student told their parent that 47-year-old Jonathan Hovey repeatedly touched her inappropriately. He works at Normal Glen Elementary School. The general manager for I3 Broadband, Champaign-Urbana's fiber optic network, said the system will grow in the future. Brian Olson told Alderman on Monday that the network already this year has added 1,200 new homes. More homes are possible later this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's David Nelson with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Chuck, for example. Chuck's coworker told him to email his son-in-law for the best loan service. Chuck emailed and never heard back. Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Chuck. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338.
Okay, Josh, text in what?
Oh, let me get to that. Okay, make places that put up gun-free zone signs 100% responsible for the people in the building or at that venue. Not sure why a private business can choose to allow people their Second Amendment right, but cannot allow people to smoke.
I don't know, legally. I think you can kind of set the rules if you own the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I know U of I is all gun-free, all the little stickers, which really, if you think about it, how many guns are in cars at football games? A lot, because there's concealed carry in Illinois.
I don't know if we should bring that up.
Well, I mean, it's a fact. That if you're not, or they're trying to, you can't, we have security in Illinois.
Right.
So you go through the wand and all that
stuff.
That's
right.
They would notice if somebody had a weapon, but.
I was thinking the same when I went to the hip-hop artist Wiz Khalifa's concert up in the Chicagoland area in Tinley Park. But I saw 30 policemen all gathered around for the security meeting before the show.
I would have been reticent to be around the United Center for that concert, but Diane took her daughter and waited for her like unbelievable mama. Okay, call CMI in Champaign for all that you need for janitorial supplies. Yes, I've worked there. A whole morning for her before they let me go. CMIclean.com. They have all the scrubbers and sweepers and vacuums and wet vacuums and everything you're looking for is all there at CMIclean.com. I mean, they're the best local janitorial supply company. Latest ratings came out. Best janitorial supply company in the world. Congratulations. Just came out. CMIClean.com. 359-6262, 359-6262. As we check our weather forecast, the ground is a little damp. Not a lot came down, but we did get a little rain overnight.
It's true, and there's a 30% chance of precipitation with the showers possibly reforming late afternoon. Today's high 86, 62 our low tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 86 down to 66. 86 the high again on Thursday and Friday with mostly sunny conditions. Currently 68, ESPN 93.5.
Take a break from the shootings. That's all I've talked about since Sunday night. Ellen Bryan, I don't agree with the way the verbiage is as somebody wrote about you online. Welcome. Good to have you back, Ellen.
Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Says American television personality and beauty pageant title. No, you're the former Miss Ohio for Miss America. It's not a beauty pageant, people.
Right? I wondered what you were talking about. I'm like, is there something I should be looking
into? No, there's just stuff out there. Ellen Bryan, ELLENBRYANW. Is it USA in Washington? Is that the television?
Yes. Yep, that's right.
And you wake up at like 2 in the morning. It's crazy what you
do. Oh, my gosh.
What in the world? How in the heck? Why? It's like, when do you go to bed?
When I started writing a book about this time last year, I realized I work the best in the morning. So I started getting up at midnight then, before I came to work. I have a couple hours.
I'm
at like 4 or 5 now in the afternoon.
Unbelievable. And, of course, that's wonderful for your social life, of course.
Yeah.
The book
it's very hard.
I was going to say, the book is titled A Work in Progress, How to Grow Into Your Unique Purpose by Giving Yourself Permission to Try Again and Again. The book, A Work in Progress, written by Ellen Bryan. It's very uplifting. Congratulations.
Thank you. I've wanted to write it for so long, so I was excited to put it together and then see it come together this weekend. And speaking of Miss Ohio, this year, that's where I debuted the book, was at Miss Ohio. I thought it was a good timing and place that meant so much to me. To bring it out there.
Well, because you were persistent. You were runner-up several years, and then you won. Then you went to Miss America, and here you are. And then you bounced from Lexington to the Dallas area to Washington in, like, a month. It was a fast ascension for you. So we're all beautiful works in progress. Every day we learn lessons that lead us to our purpose and peace of mind. Some days are easier than others. One day you're on top of the world while the very next you're struggling. And this is what this book is about. It's a work in progress, how to grow into your unique purpose by giving yourself permission to try again and again. It was inside of you, and then when you attempted to write it, did you stumble at all? Did you have breakthrough? You said, you know what? I got the big part out, and now I got to get the edges, or was it all easy?
I started a series called Minute Motivation a couple of years ago now, and so I really started thinking, okay, I should write down these minute of inspirations that I've been doing every day. So I started just writing like that and then thought I could put this into a book for a year long that someone could pick it up instead of going to my videos online, be able to read a page one a day. So writing it, once I got the idea and the concept, wasn't the hard part. It was once I finished writing, I had the self-doubt for a couple weeks. I didn't touch it for 2 weeks. I thought, I don't know if this is good or not. And I set it aside. And then it was the process of trying to get it published. Do I go with a book agent? Mm-hmm. Do I find mm-hmm. my own publisher and editor, cover artist? So that ended up being the harder part for me than trying to pull all of the words together.
Yeah, well, it's getting some great reviews. Ellen Bryan's A Work in Progress is a refreshing journey of a recovering perfectionist. Bryan shares personal accounts that help you live the life you want. Another one says, pick me up books are a bit saturated, so I wasn't picky about what I buy. I got a copy, then ordered a bunch more for family and friends. How gratifying is that?
It's that when I went home for a bookstore, everyone was there buying it for their nieces, their daughters who are graduating from college. I turned 30 when I started writing it. So it's a lot of lessons from my 20s. And that meant so much to me to hear some of the stories of the young women that the book was going to, just because I knew of the, you're trying to figure out who you are in your 20s. And that's what I wrote about. And I was really hopeful that this would be able to help people and connect with people. And I love that it connected with their moms and their aunts and grandmas, mm-hmm. and then they were buying it for their younger daughters.
Ellen Bryan, Bryan, you can buy this on Amazon, A Work in Progress by 10. Ellen Bryan, women particularly, I think more than men, have this body image thing, weight, looks. You, and even somebody like you, Ellen, very successful. It's still a battle, isn't it?
It is. I had a very tough time after Miss Ohio of trying to not put myself in this category of, you know, I was a size 4 at Miss America and felt very ashamed of how I looked. It wasn't about health. It was about this having this perfect body. It didn't matter if I was sick inside. It was about how it looked outside. And so it was a struggle for me after that and trying to especially break into the broadcasting industry where your looks are still very important. You're looking at yourself on camera every day, how to find that balance and eat for health and work out because it makes you feel good instead of doing it for how you look. And when you're on TV, people criticize you all the time for how you look. I mean, people respond to things that you're wearing and how you look that day. And so to rise above all that chatter. Now I post outfits every single day, and people always say, well, how do you get through those comments? And I'm like, oh, I don't even care. It doesn't mean anything to me anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was a long journey to get there.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. That and going to bed at 5, I guess you wouldn't see anything anyway. So, what the heck, man? And then when your days off come, how does that work? You can't go to bed at 5 on Friday?
Right. No, I was off all last week on vacation. And by the end of the week, I was just so, I would get tired at 5. And I was like, I got to go back to my schedule. I was just miserable off of it. So I went back to my schedule. But luckily, I was saying before, I'm switching shows here in less than 2 weeks now. I've been doing traffic on our morning show, Get Up DC. I'm moving to our lifestyle show that doesn't start till 9 a.m. So I don't have to be to work till 7 a.m. now.
What?
Which is a huge change. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You'll have a
life. Stories that I care about.
You'll have a life. Lifestyle show. You'll be sensational. Oh. That's a promotion, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it depends on, you know, your hardcore journalist. They see, you know, I'm stepping out of news basically.
Yeah.
But for me, it's the subjects that I care about. I can continue to do the motivational segment and expand it on the show. Plus, I love
I was a singer from East America, so Broadway comes on all the time. There's a band rehearsing. I don't know if you can hear them. They're rehearsing right now. That authors, business people, entrepreneurs. I'm really excited.
Well, your bright face out there. I think your podcasts are very engaging. I think people should try and follow you on your stuff. And just you have this very happy demeanor and encouraging and uplifting. I think it's awesome. I wish you the best
Thank
with
you.
All of this.
Thank you for being a supporter.
Well, you betcha. I'm all in, except you're not a beauty pageant winner. What is that?
Is that Wikipedia?
you call up your name. It says American Television Personality and Beauty Pageant title holder. Come on, man. It's not a Miss Sunshine at the mall. This is Miss America.
I know. But, you know, I think that's something in the last decade. Stereotypes will be what they are.
I know.
Have to break them.
A work in progress, how to grow into your unique purpose by giving yourself permission to try again. And again, available everywhere. It's Amazon. Ellen Bryan, Bryan. Good going. Keep it up and great chatting again.
Yes, great to talk to you as well.
Talk soon. Thank you. Ellen Bryan, ESPN 93.5. 7:44, that felt good.
Uh-huh.
I didn't talk about shooting for 8 minutes.
It says embrace all the bruises and triumphs that make up your story. Learn from those moments, move on. You're better and stronger for them.
But aren't we all bruised?
We are.
Aren't we all
people
with faults and issues?
Yeah.
Don't we all have something that we work on?
You know, in my long road trip last week to Washington, D.C., I just had so much time on the road when everybody else was sleeping that I was really reflecting on some of those moments that really made me stronger and made me the person I am today.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
It's about overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what happens. It's what you do to react to what happens, essentially. That's what I think a lot of life is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want to lift somebody up yourself, maybe you want to nominate a retired police officer.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
I'd nominate somebody, get them in there for a free roof. Well, maybe it's like a $10,000 roof.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how big the house is, I guess. Okay, my friends, I have an offer. El Toro.
Excellent.
How do you go wrong with the Burrito Loco?
I know that.
We went to the one, Carl, at the field.
Yes.
Outside seating. Very nice.
I love that one.
Really like that. Anyway, this deal is for El Toro on Neil. Monday through Thursday, $30. Enjoy two stipulations. Must use within 7 days. And tell me what you thought of your experience when you're done. If you would like a free $30 El Toro voucher from me, all you have to do is text in the letters L, E-L.
Okay.
As in Toro.
Uh-huh.
359-2255. If somehow, it's almost like, have you ever heard of Disney? If you've never eaten at El Toro, put L1.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have priority on this one today.
E-L, the number one.
Yeah, that's impossible. Everybody's eating at El Toro.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's like McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Almost like everybody knows that. El Toro's just well-known, and they do a great job. And I'm telling you, the Burrito Loco was like $9.50. It's a lot of food. Oh, it might have been 10. I think I added cheese. 359-2255. Text in L-E-L to have $30 chance. Now, tomorrow, we are evolving toward our online product at GoSteever.com. Tomorrow is an online only.
Oh.
So you need to register or you'll be on the outside looking in for Rosati's. I'm just handing you money. But you do have to register in tomorrow's Rosati's and we'll announce the time so that you can lock in. It might not be at 7:40 or 7:45. It might be later in the day. And we'll tell you when it lights up and when it goes and whatever time we say. Maybe it's noon. It'll be over by 12:01.
Okay.
And we'll have 10 or 15 of those to give away and they'll be gone.
Ooh, this is so fun.
So all you have to do is go to GoSteever.com to get registered to win essentially free stuff. And you're going, well, what's the catch? Well, you have to use it within 7 days and give me feedback. like a Rotten Tomatoes reviewer. All right, so El Toro this morning, anybody?
Oh, yeah.
359.
I haven't got any EL1
yet. I think we've all eaten there. if you are new, though, EL1, if you've never eaten at El Toro, 359-2255, text in L, E-L right now. We're giving out 10 of these, 15, a lot.
There it says EL2 because we've tried it once. We'd like to try it again.
Okay, EL2. Can't find an EL1, the elusive EL1.
Exactly.
Let's check sports.
Thanks for listening, Karen, at 359-2255. Dodgers over the St. Louis Cardinals 8-0 yesterday. We've got a 7-10 start on ESPN 93.5 with LA using Clayton Kershaw.
I think it was 9-10, right? 9-10?
Oh, 9-10.
Yeah, late. It's a late one.
Thank you. Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals.
I fell asleep, so I was able to see what I needed to see in a half hour, so I didn't spend 3 hours on it.
Okay, we had the Cubs over the Oakland A's. That final was 6-5. It's a 7:05 start from Wrigley with John Lester taking on Brett Anderson. And Craig Kimbrell with a right knee inflammation on the 10-day injured list, but he could be out 4 weeks.
Yeah, Contreras is out for.
Oh, maybe that's what I mean. Yeah,
Wilson Contreras out for. You're going to panic people. Craig Kimbrell's 10 days.
Yeah.
It's just 10 days. That means next week, because this is the part of the script where the Cubs run away. So you got to have, I think you need a closer to run away. So we'll see.
Okay.
All right.
And then Chicago White Sox over Detroit 7-4. And our Illini football team with Media Day today and the Illini basketball team taking on Serbia at noon in Italy.
Let's get them.
Mm-hmm.
Get that Serbian team.
Exactly.
I'm sure Georgi Bashanzvili has friends.
It's really neat to see the bonding that goes on when they.
Yeah. No, they were on the Milan. There was a News Gazette blog by one of the kids on the team. I think his name, kid from Fisher. Zach Griffith.
Okay.
And there's a picture right there in Milan. I've been there with Johnny, Milan, Italy. And
I've been in Milan.
Duomo. That's the famous cathedral.
Ooh, yes.
It's a gorgeous cathedral. Milan is also where you see 6'4" tanned women that weigh 100 pounds.
Yes.
It's a modeling kind of mecca, center of everything in Milan and New York. So lots of tall women walking around, probably getting ready for shoots of some kind. All right, we're going to talk to Dr. Todd Likens. We'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments. So check your weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
We're expecting partly cloudy conditions. There's a 40% chance of showers reforming late today. High 86, low 62. 86 the high tomorrow. Mostly sunny conditions, down to 67 in the evening. 86 the high on Thursday. Partly cloudy and 83 with mostly sunny conditions on Friday. 70 now, ESPN 93.5.
Free food to El Toro, free. Just text in EL. You'll be considered. We'll let you know a little later in the morning. Tomorrow online only for Rosati's. So you have to register at gostever.com. And then it's just a matter of having a phone and click and accept if you can get one. Saving is a step to building a strong future, whether establishing a college fund, saving for retirement, or building an emergency fund. Busey encourages you to begin your path to savings today. Start by creating a budget. Track spending. You know where your money goes. Money management through Busey eBank categorizes your spending. Determine your income. Say, this is what we take home. Not your gross, what you bring home. And set realistic financial goals and stick to them. Save, save, save is what I tell my kids. And that's what Busey says. And then I add one. Save, save, save. Then when you're done, save some more. Cash gives you options. That's my verbiage. Busey eBank. Control and monitor finances online. Busey mobile app. Manage finances. They are there standing by. Busey. Get started on your savings goals today with the innovative products and services at Busey. Visit Busey.com for more resources. Stop by one of the many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Every Tuesday, we call Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. He's a veterinarian extraordinaire at Mattis and Kirby. And you can see some of their white, fluffy English creams registered as Goldens in America. With their English cream, their white Goldens. Calmer, I would argue. And there's Bruce, I think. Or am I
losing? Yeah, they're on high alert today. You know, there's people coming in already. Guard dogs everywhere.
Well, and also by the police station in Muhammadford, the pet pro, Dr. Todd Likens. and routines. And by the way, if you have something, dogs, cats, you can always text in a question quickly at 359-2255. Routines and dogs, boy, they're real. And sometimes we bend a little during the summer and then back to school, and the dogs are part of that, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So the dogs have got to adjust to the new school routines, too. So to make it easier, we're a couple weeks out for most people yet. So it's time to start thinking about getting back towards the old routines, which means if they're in a crate while you're gone, you may want to give them half the crate time that they're going to get when you go to school, move the feeding times if that needs to be moved so their potty habits change to a more appropriate time. Things like that will help you have less mess when school first starts.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, they know the deal. If we're gone at night, it's like they're looking at their little doggy watch when we get back, like, what's up?
Yeah, exactly.
They are very sensitive. But it's just, I still am fascinated by doggy communication.
It's
unbelievable.
It's fun. We got a little parade of dogs going up the stairs at night when it's bedtime. And if we're not there, they're at the top of the stairs waiting.
All right, 359-2255. We have a text, or Bruce, if you
Justin was asking out of Tolona, what is the best dog hair brush? My dog sheds a ton.
Yeah,
slicker brushes are good.
What is
you
it?
Know, some, yeah, I, they pull out a lot of the dead hair.
Slicker brush?
What's it called?
Slicker brush, lots of little tiny needle type brushes. It'll pull out a lot of that dead hair.
Okay.
So, and if you got a watt, bring them in for our $20 bath.
I can't believe you're still $20. $20 the Walterize at Madison Kirby. $20?
Yeah, it's incredible how many people love it. So we got a lot of regulars. That's getting more and more all the time, thanks to Stevie J.
Well, you're doing a great job. I can only get them there one time, partner, but then you got to be able to do a good job, and that's what you're doing there. So again, the dog communication, one thing. Charlie, who has never missed a meal in his life, will stand down and let Bella eat both bowls some mornings. How does that work?
You got me. That's got to be a nonverbal communication thing. She's probably the alpha, and he just says, "Fan, yes, dear, whatever you want."
I know, but he, Charlie, and he'll eat the cabinet. He does. But he sits patiently, and then when she's done with both bowls, as was the case today, he'll look at me and go, "Huh?" I'm going, "Well, what? Why?"
Yeah, he knows how to get more.
He gets it because he'll start barking. So it's just anyway, it's crazy how they talk. Okay, how do people find Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro?
Hey, you can just walk in. We're at Kirby and Mattis, and we're by the police station. Muhammad, 355 Pets, 586 Pets. We're getting text line set up. We got Pet Pro, Vet at Gmail. Heck, we're easy.
Okay. All right. $20 if you want a wash and brush from the Walter.
Absolutely. And I got room today if you want a special.
Really? I'm about due.
Well, don't forget Olive's in there.
Yeah, Olive's on the list now. We got her.
Oh, Olive coming in? Okay. Good deal.
And she's got the follow-up from being... Is she spayed or neutered? I forget.
Yeah, it's time to get all that doggy stuff off of her.
Be spayed if it's a woman.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Todd, keep up your fine work, my friend.
All right, we'll see you guys. Enjoy the day.
You too, 756. All right, 359-2255. You can always text in our radio program. 80 to 90% has been all about the shootings in these cities, and feels good here to take a respite from that.
Oh, and there's a comment about Taste of the Wild. Do you give your dog Taste of the Wild?
Todd has a $39 bag of Taste of the Wild. That's the cheapest in town. It is premium food. Unfortunately, how do I say this? Blimp? I got to have the diet dog food.
Okay, yeah. In fact, this talks about the dog being grain-free, having grain allergies.
Wow.
Is there a concern about health and grain-free food, heart health and grain-free food?
What's Todd's main number?
Yeah, I get
355-5051?
7387 is what I usually dog.
Okay.
355-7387.
Call him right now and see if he'll pick up.
No problem,
and
Ryan.
Then he can give his. But they've got the best bag of Taste of the Wild for $39.99, which is $3 or $4 cheaper than anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sells a bunch of them. The dogs love it. I mean,
Olive does, too.
Can't do it.
And her coat is so nice.
No, it's a premium dog food, and he's really selling it. You go online, you can't find it that cheap. It's the cheapest I've ever seen it. Okay, there's that. We're going to break for the news and be back. It's Tuesday. It's July 6th. The news nationally is...
August 6th.
What'd I say?
July.
Gosh. She says, I don't know. This thing spin. You know, you say you can't feel the rotation of the Earth, but sometimes I do.
Okay.
It's spinning at 1,200 miles an hour. That's pretty fast.
It is.
Anyway, it is August 6th, and we're getting close to school and football and all that stuff.
I know it.
Wow. We'll be back. 7:58.
The aisle at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield welcomes a great weekend of racing.